Welcome to She Knows SEO. My name is Nina Clapperton, and I am the founder of She Knows SEO. I'm so excited to be sharing SEO and AI tips with you to help you grow your website to its ultimate peaks. This is not your usual podcast, and that's because it started as a YouTube channel. So all of the videos were turned into a podcast feed, and if you're listening to this message, that means that the video was pre-made before I had this podcast channel. That means that they kind of dive right in and that they are typically more video first. So I may refer to things on the screen that you cannot see. However, if you go to @SheKnowsSEO over on YouTube, you'll be able to watch the video that accompanies it and see what I might be referring to. I also was not optimizing for audio at the time, so I apologize if some are quieter than others or aren't quite perfect in audio quality. If you can look past that, you are going to love this podcast where I share all of my SEO and AI tips. In fact, we're going to dive right into an episode right now that is exactly that. Just before we dive in, this episode is brought to you by She Knows SEO. It's sponsored by my ChatGPT Blogging Blueprint course. If you want to learn more about how to write with AI and automate your business so that you can 10 times your output, I recommend checking out my ChatGPT Blogging Blueprint course. It includes over 350 prompts that any online business owner can use to write blogs, repurpose content, write social media posts, and create online products. You can find that at sheknowsseo.co/everything. Join the course and you'll be able to get time back so that you can enjoy your life while still scaling your content creation and your income. Hey everybody, welcome to She Knows SEO. Today we are going through episode 3 of my Build in Public series. This is a series where I am building a niche site to sell for $50,000 in front of y'all so y'all can see exactly how I do things with a travel blog. Now, if you missed episode 1 and 2, I do recommend going back and watching them. In episode 1, we figured out all the things wrong with this site, and I basically roasted myself as much as possible for everything I've done poorly in the last year and a half. Then in episode 2, we actually got to fixing things up. I talk about changing the theme and how I did a content audit of 60 posts in just 3 days, largely procrastination. That's going to be my biggest tip with most of these things. I also set some goals for episode 3, like that I wanted to write 20 blog posts, that I wanted to set up a welcome sequence, and that I wanted to audit all my affiliate links and move them over to a new account just for this blog. So, did I accomplish any of that? Hi, if you don't know me, I'm Nina Clapperton. I'm a multi-six-figure travel blogger and SEO specialist, and I founded She Knows SEO, where I help bloggers grow their sites to be a sustainable passive income. Now, this site, autowiththingstodo.com, is one of the sites in my portfolio that has been greatly neglected. It's one of those sites I started for kind of shiny object syndrome and then just abandoned because I realized I'm not the kind of person that can have a ton of different sites on the go all at once. So I'm really using this series to keep me honest and keep me working on it and to show y'all some of the steps that I take to run a successful blog and, yeah, make some money with it. Now, this niche site had a lot wrong with it, and it required a massive content audit to get started. That is my biggest tip if you are trying to grow your blog, is to audit your content. Now, to help you with that, I do have a freebie. It's called my SEO Content Audit Checklist. It is a 12-page guide to auditing your blog and really fixing the like low-hanging fruit, but also making sure you don't have any dead content weighing you down, because that can really hurt your site. Those are the exact steps I followed in episode 2 to really like speed up my content audit of this site, and it's what I do with every blog to make sure that I don't have things holding me back. In fact, those are the exact steps I took on my primary blog to help grow it to 50K sessions in 6 months, and largely that was by fixing a lot of the things that were holding it back at the beginning. So you can grab that at the link in the description, and we'll dive right into the Ottawa Things to Do episode 3 update. So, I challenged myself to do a few things, as I mentioned a second ago. Number 1, I challenged myself to write 20 posts in a month. Number 2, I challenged myself to create a welcome sequence for this. That was kind of a secondary challenge, but I moved it up in my head, so to me it's number 2. And number 3, I challenged myself to audit all of the affiliate links on this site and move them over to an account that's dedicated to the site. Now, that was largely to make it easier, number 1, to track things and share with y'all, and number 2, for the sale of the site, it is easier if it has its own kind of account for that sort of stuff. So that's what I plan to do. Now, what did I actually do? Because that's going to be very different. Number one, I wrote 3 posts and 2 of them got published. So I told myself I would write so many posts. I started a bunch and I didn't finish them. I didn't have the time. I didn't have the bandwidth. February was one of the worst months for me in a really long time, and it massively kicked my butt. So I couldn't honestly handle writing a bunch of new content. I really buried myself in busy work and yeah, just trying not to really think, unfortunately. And so that meant I didn't get anywhere near that goal of 20 posts. I think 3 posts is decent. I definitely would have liked to have done at least 4, and I would have liked for them to have been published, but unfortunately there was some sort of mix-up with my VA and it just never got done, which I now have to look into a bit more, but it just didn't happen. So we got these 2 posts and that's all we've got to show for it at the moment. Now, the next thing was starting that welcome series. I got 3 subscribers. That's pretty cool, from a form in the footer that doesn't really say anything. Like, it doesn't have a call to action that would get people to sign up for it. So 3 people, they might just be 3 of you. If you signed up, thank you. Nice to see you, I guess. I sent no emails. I have no welcome sequence. That did not happen. That would have been one of the easiest things to do, and I didn't get to it. Things happen. So nothing really changed there. Then the next thing was I was going to move everything over into its own account. And I didn't do that, but something else happened with the affiliates. So with Travel Payouts, I did set up the account, at least it exists. I used their link switcher tool, which is supposed to change all of the links on the site to Travel Payouts. But I think what happened with that is that because I have other Travel Payouts links, I don't think it could switch those. So nothing actually really seemed to happen. It was only a couple new ones that got some clicks. So I need to still go back and manually change everything. So I ended up removing the link switcher code because I found it a bit slow. And apparently you need to like keep it on the site, kind of like skim links or something, for it to like continue changing those over, which makes sense, but it didn't really occur to me at the beginning. So as you can see, we're in the Travel Payouts dashboard here, and it's a grand total of $0 because I didn't fix this. So unfortunately, no specific changes here to report. It's still doing about kind of $90 to $110 in affiliates, which I'm still kind of like parsing through with booking.com, because unfortunately I realized I have one link to an Ottawa hotel somewhere else, and so now I have to figure out where it's coming from. Then I also signed up for something new that Travel Payouts offers, which is their Emerald. Emerald is essentially an affiliate ad that gets posted in blog posts, and it's meant to use AI to try and be more specific to the user and to the post itself. So you can see that according to this, I had 3,288 page views of people seeing this widget. So I'll show you what it looks like. So far, $0 out of it, which I don't know why yet. There's no clear reporting. And what I think is interesting too, oops, we'll check that in a minute. No, where'd it go? There we go. Is that it just says potential earnings yet to come, but it said that for a while. So I don't know when that changes. And this could suddenly be like, oh, you made $500. That would be lovely. I would love to know that. I doubt it's $500, but it just kind of sits there as yet to come. And I installed this a fair while ago and it's still just saying this. So I don't know when that's gonna change. I don't know, yeah, what the system is there. I mostly installed this because some students asked me about it and I like to test things for my students. So here's an example of what it looks like. We are in my Kanata post, number 3. Just under it, you can see it says, heading to Kanata, check out these useful services. And then it has like 3 little kind of columns, I would say, where it has booking.com, Viator, and Discover Cars. Then it has text where it tries to get a bit specific, but essentially its version of getting specific is it just changes the word. So it's like, find a wide range of accommodations in Kanata. And then the rest is pretty generic. So I don't think it's as quality AI as I had expected with it. It doesn't really have any specifics. And with Kanata especially, like I lived there, that's where I lived when I lived in Ottawa, for the second half of it anyway. First I lived downtown and that was not super fun. But this, it doesn't have anything specific. And I know that there are no Viator tours in the area. So this was supposed to use AI to be like more specific and I think serve what's like better to the user, which I had thought would be a bit more like Stay 22, where it would shift between Viator and Get Your Guide or Booking and Expedia or something. And that hasn't been what I've seen. Now, because it might be tailored to the person. Maybe I'm seeing it a certain way for a certain reason, but this is what I've seen of it. And so to me, it makes sense that it hasn't had any conversions, but I want to test it. So we're going to leave it on a little bit longer and see what happens and see if it ever stops saying yet to come. Like, I don't know. I'd rather just tell me zero. Honestly, I don't know what's happening there. But we did have some wins. The biggest win is that we are seeing higher Stay 22 revenue than I've had in a long time. So Stay 22 is a system that is meant to like auto convert your affiliate links for hotels to figure out like what's better for the audience, hotels.com, booking.com, or Expedia. I've had a lot of trouble with this. As you can see from the graph here, there's been a lot of ups and downs where we've had a lot of phone calls, I'll say that. And so it has not done the best for me. And I know a lot of other people doing really, really well with it. And I cannot get it to do that for me. But we're having kind of an upswing. I think this is the second highest month I've ever had with it, which is $61.21 in March. So in February, it did $34.70. And March, we're only halfway through the month and it's had a big uptick. So that's something that's kind of cool, is to see we've had some sort of increase over the last little while. Now, at the time of recording this, the March core update is currently running. We're only about halfway through it, not really even, we're like 10 days into it. So I have no idea what's gonna happen by the time this even comes out in a week. I was trying to like delay recording it, but I needed to get it done so I can do the editing. But I'll show you what traffic is like right now. I do not know what it's going to stay like in the end. So today, the last 30 days, we have 14,039 page views. Our sessions are 11,201. However, there was some issues here. So you can see that my homepage got 2,000 views in the last 30 days. That's because of all the bot traffic that everyone else was also having, unfortunately. So in February, there was a big like influx of Poland bot traffic. And I just leave that stuff alone because I'm like, honestly, it's going to go away. But it is annoying when you're doing a build in public like this and trying to like show people your stats. So this month, I also installed Microsoft Clarity so that I'd be able to have more accurate stuff for y'all. And so here you can see that we had 10,370 sessions. So 410 bot sessions were excluded. I think a few more might have actually been because of the discrepancy between the two. But essentially what this shows is that we were actually at about 10,300 sessions instead of the insane amount that we were seeing on the other side. That's because bot traffic does happen, unfortunately. And I wanted to try and have like slightly more accurate stats for y'all. If you don't use Microsoft Clarity, I highly recommend it. It is free. It is so cool. It's just the best tool. I highly, highly, highly recommend you get it. One of the main things I like of it is that it does give you these great little stats and reporting bits of info. Now, because the kind of main point of this is to look at Search Console with this, or pardon me, SEO with this, we're gonna look at Search Console now. So Search Console has two different things happening. Number one, we can see the core update. So when it started, it was kind of fine for a minute. It started actually ticking up for a second and then just dropped down and changed itself. So unfortunately, Search Console is having like slow reporting. I don't know. So we're ticking down a little bit right now. We haven't crashed to the bottom the way some people have. I'd be really surprised if it did, to be honest, because this is, I think, like, I would say this is the most helpful content I have second to Shino's SEO, because it's all hands-on experience. It's all stuff that I've done and like, I lived there, I have the expertise on it. And I don't know if some of the drop could just be also that some things that were really big for the site are dipping. For example, we had like the Rideau Canal was open and Winterlude and things like that. Those are done. And my winter content on the site does very well. So that could be something. I suspect this is more to do with the update though, because as many people are seeing, as your traffic dips, your rankings go up. So that's why I think it might be part of the update, but I genuinely don't know. And it's gonna take longer to see how that pans out. And yeah, if it evens itself out. Then we have Discover traffic. Always shocks me when this site gets on Discover, but it does. So here we have the highest day was 140 clicks in a day. And that was for my best places to visit in Ottawa post. That was the first post of the kind of 2.5 that I wrote. It's just a listicle, honestly, which I think is something that Discover does really like. So that kind of makes sense, kind of not. So I can't be 100% sure why it decided it like that, but it did. So anyone who wants some more like Discover data, I guess, go take a look at that. I wrote it for SEO. I did not write it for Discover. Personally, I find anything I write for Discover doesn't work. Anything I write for SEO seems to work for both. So I don't know. These things happen. I am not a Discover expert. This is just my limited experience with it. So what's next for Ottawa things to do? Number one, less frequent updates. Mostly because I'm not doing great. My mental and physical health have been in sharp decline since June of last year. So I'm really trying to scale back and focus on that. I also want to make sure that these updates are action-packed for you guys. I don't want to just sit here staring at a screen that went up or down one number or something. So that's going to be number one. Number two, really focusing on writing what I want to write and think helps the user. That's something that Google's talked about for a while. It's something I planned to do in those like 20 posts that I had planned for last month that just did not happen. So I want to get back to writing some more informative things that aren't traffic focused, that aren't necessarily top 10 lists and things like that. I want to like dive into individual activities and have some fun doing those. Then at number three, I'm still going to focus on Google right now. This site has not died as of the time I'm recording this. Who knows what's going to happen? This update is killing sites left, right, and center. I think some people have started to see a slight uptick, but I don't know if that's going to last. Who knows? Again, time of recording this, we have no idea. Neither update is finished yet, so we have to wait and see. And I think it's like end of March, even beginning of April before we'll know, so we have to wait and figure that out. So I'm still gonna keep Google in mind a little bit as I'm doing this. Then number four, another traffic source that is on the horizon, that is going to be kind of one of the ways I quote unquote fix what's happening with the site, but I don't know what it's gonna be yet. I expect it'll be Facebook, or the email list for sure needs to be a part of it, but I don't see email as a primary traffic source, especially at first, because you need people on that list. So I have to first drive traffic to the list. Right now, there's not enough traffic really anywhere for that to happen. So I expect what's going to need to happen is one of two things. Either I lean into like a Facebook group or a Facebook page, and then drive traffic that way, get them on the email list. Or I create some sort of freebie or whatever, and then get people on the email list that way. I think that one would work well, but again, you're gonna need to get that out there, so I may have to start doing some Facebook ads. I am not a fan of Facebook ads. I've mentioned that numerous times on this channel, but I will admit like that was with a different intent. It wasn't to get traffic to a site or necessarily even to get people on an email list. It was more course sale focused, and I was going through other people. So maybe their methods weren't right for me. I've got some sources I'm looking through. If I have 5 minutes, I'll actually look through them and then maybe potentially try that. So number five is also going to be finally finishing the freebie that I really want to make. I want to create like a nice little guide to Ottawa. One of my goals with it is also to like contact local businesses and get discounts for people and get like special stuff that's going to make people really want it, because I do think a lot of travel freebies especially tend to be, here's a 10-point checklist that is on Canva and took no time to make and no one needs it. It might not even be relevant. And that's not like a slight against people. It's hard to make these. My opinion is that a freebie should be something that someone, it's so good that someone would pay for it. And to me, having like a little mini ebook about Ottawa is kind of a good way to start. But even then, the content's on the site and I get the convenience of downloading it, but I like that little extra step further. And so being able to contact some local businesses, get people like 10% off, 5% off, a free cookie, I don't know, whatever. That's gonna be a really big goal for me to push this further. And then number six is partially because of my health, I am moving closer to Ottawa now, which might mean that I can actually do some of the cool sponsored stuff that I get offered all the time. And then that would be a way to foster more relationships, to grow something like that and have a network of discounts, maybe have more direct affiliates. Canada's not great about affiliates, so creating your own affiliates kind of becomes necessary if you're not like in Toronto or Vancouver, or sometimes Banff, even Banff doesn't have that many. So for this, that's going to be kind of a longer term goal. So those are kind of what's happening next. I know that was a lot of things. The primary thing is just going to be writing some content right now and having fun writing it. That's my main goal. And then I might start dipping my toes into Facebook or email and seeing which one starts to work for me. With the email, I'm even thinking of just like creating a 6-month welcome sequence. That way if people join
I can be pretty passive about emailing right now, and then they just get 6 months worth of content, so I'm off the hook for a minute and I can go deal with it after. That's where I'm at right now. So this has been our episode 3 update of building a niche site to $50,000 for sale initially at the end of 2024. I'm changing that now. I am not giving myself a timeline that's that strict, honestly, because I'm not doing great. And my main goal for 2024 is just to survive with a sliver of my mental health intact. And yeah, before I get dark and twisty, that's my main goal. So I don't want to put too much extra pressure on myself. I know that makes this a little bit less clickbaity or interesting, I guess, for people who like want the timeline. That's fine. If you don't want to watch the series, that's okay. We'll do lots of other fun stuff on the channel instead. So this has been the Ottawa Things to Do update number 3. If you have questions, pop them in the chat. Happy to chat about them. And yeah, I'll see you guys in a few months with an update on what's changed with the site. Hopefully good things. Hopefully good things for everybody's site. I hope this update serves you well, even if it was, I don't know, I'm not an optimist. So I hope that like the beginning of this update was crap, but then maybe like the last week it suddenly turns around. So we'll see. Or you can just curse past Nina if this turns out not to be true by the time this comes out. Sorry. Now, if you want to have catch up on some of the other episodes, I'm going to put episode 2 of this series up on the screen right now, so you can click on that. Go watch episode 2 if you'd like to. If you haven't subscribed already, you can also click on my face in the corner on the screen right now, and you can subscribe to my channel to get alerts whenever new stuff comes out. We've got lots of cool updates coming, including some little tutorials on how to no-index blog posts, how to back up your site for free, and some cool new tool tutorials that I cannot wait to share with you. Okay, see y'all soon.
This podcast has been brought to you by She Knows SEO. I want to offer you a quick freebie to help you improve your output with AI. If you struggle with AI sounding like a peppy robot, I have the solution for you. All you need is a style guide. Go to sheknowsseo.co/style and you'll get my free ChatGPT style guide template. You will get a complete style guide to have AI actually sound like you so that you can save tons of time editing. Again, you can find that at sheknowsseo.co/style.